Now time for the Dave Yeager Show. It is brought to you by Pekus Brothers. Coach, how are you this evening?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
Very bizarre last night. What was it like from your perspective as you were, you know, I'm sure relaying information to your players? How much information were you getting from about 6:45 to 7:30?
Well, I think we were, you know, we were pretty on it. But, I just tried to explain to our guys it's difficult to get yourself ready to go and okay, are they going to move the game back a little bit and see if they can get the floor fixed or, you know, what's going to happen? So, you know, we went through our stuff and tried to be mentally ready. But I think, you know, once you put that in a player's mind, you know, they were out there. They knew we had shoot around. Philadelphia did not have shoot around that morning at the arena. They knew. And then, so then they're also kind of wondering about, well, how hard can I go and if I hit a wrong spot. And so I think the league made the right decision. It was certainly preferable to not come back to the East Coast again because we're here this is the last time, you know. So to reschedule it and figure it out makes it. But the number one thing is that making sure our guys are safe and can go out there and do what they do without having to worry or, you know, of a career-ending deal.
You know, Coach, since you are all set up and ready to go, how do you take this the next step? Do you practice extra hard today, or do you continue to just play it like you played and they just got some extra rest?
Yeah, I wish the practice facility was there. We had them in the uniforms. I came in there. I go, hey, you know, Pete, don't let them get like, we're going to go up and get a workout. And like, right. We're going to the shower, man. So, no, it was, it is what it is. You know, guys go through their pregame routine and then stretching and, you know, workout or whatever. Some guys do a little bit of weights or whatever. But then I think, you know, after playing a back-to-back and a day off and then what was yesterday, so we tried to hit a little bit today. We tried to play and okay. We taped them up and make sure that you got your timing and looking at some things. And it was a good opportunity for us to practice today. We found a good gym with a full court, you know, fair, you know, sized court. Sometimes, especially on the East, it's difficult to get a decent practice court. And so we were able to go full court a little bit and try to keep that timing up.
Coach, the first two games of this road trip, we've seen slow starts in the first quarter. How puzzling is that for you?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it was a focus issue or, you know, we try to come out and get a couple stops. And especially on the road. I mean, you can come out and get stops early in a game that sets the tone and really helps. But, you know, we haven't done that. We've eased into games a little too much. And, you know, it changed the lineup five in the last six games, you know. And so I don't – sometimes that's matchup driven. Sometimes that's to try to get a quicker start or not. But, yeah, it's very puzzling.
Coach, I don't know if you saw the video online of DeMarcus and Ty Lawson. They were rolling around having some fun in practice. And I guess this goes into my question is, does the extra time fester from the Washington loss? Because it sure didn't look like it does with this bunch. You know, after you lose a tough one and you want to get it out of your system quickly. But now since it stays there, how does this bunch deal with that?
Well, that was from today's practice.
No, it was from the. I guess it might have been shoot around. They were. They looked like they had some MMA, WWE. You know the people.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. You know, it was. It's one of those things where, you know, it's kind of a new group, and you think, okay, well, the first road trip, you know, you get to hang out, and get to know each other.
Right.
It's kind of happening on this trip. You know, then with the back to back, and then what happened last night, there was plenty of giggles and fun going on, and. You know, the guys care about each other, and chemistry is pretty good in the locker room. So, yeah, that was kind of funny. I did see that as we were all finished up.
Dave, as you get prepared for tomorrow's game, the Celts losing last night at home to Detroit. What do you see with this Boston Celtics team? Maybe a little bit lower expectation. I mean, playing less than a lot of people thought. They thought they'd have more wins right now. What's your read on this team?
Yeah, it's awesome for us. We could play another good team who took a bad loss.
Right.
I'd say it's a bad loss to Detroit. Detroit's been playing well. But,
yeah,
I think their record, they struggled early with, I think, Horford was out for a bit and Jay Crowder was also out.
Yeah.
So they took some losses I don't think they were thinking about taking. And, I think up till last night they had won 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 6. So it's a good team. They spread you out and they play equal opportunity, drive and kick and yet they still have the talent. They have, you know, a good defender and 3-and-D guy in Crowder. And I was really, really impressed with Isaiah Thomas, what he did last year fantastic. The amount of number of times that he gets in the paint and can score and go under, and now he makes a shot on you. And then, you know, Horford's a good addition because they'd like to keep the court wide open. And as a pick-and-pop guy as he is, they have a nice mix of players, and I'm sure they'll play better tomorrow night.
Coach, do you think that, because when you look, you got Cousin, you got Rudy, and probably Collison. Do you think at any point this year, you will get to a point where you're just like, okay, this is our five, and they're going to have to adjust to us? Do you think you'll get to that point with the five on the squad this year?
Probably not. I wouldn't think so. You just, you know, you move guys around a little bit, and
yeah,
sometimes you can play, smaller, and sometimes you do different things. You know, for example, against Washington, I took DeMarcus out, and I tried to get him away from Gortat because I thought Gortat played him really well. I mean, there was an article, I think, the next day or somebody said, well, yeah, he really took Gortat to the woodshed. I thought Gortat played him really, really well, actually. So we waited for Gortat's run to get over. We started the second quarter. I put Willie in. Hadn't played in a couple of games. Wanted to get him a minute or two, break a little sweat.
Right.
DeMarcus was kind of puzzled, and then I was like, okay, now you go. And so then he ended up with a matchup of either Markieff Morris or Jason Smith trying to play him.
Right.
Well, that's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's just not going to happen. And he had his way with him while Gortat is sitting over there. You know what I mean? And so you do different things at different times. And so what I'm saying is sometimes in a starting lineup, I might play small to match small, or I might play big because I want the smaller guy to play DeMarcus if I can get it to that, you know, throughout the course of the game, and I'm trying to set something else
up.
So
that's interesting, Coach, because I can remember playing against Kobe, and if I go out, I was doing good on him, and then all of a sudden he hits a couple buckets on somebody, and then now he's got his swagger. Now when you put that guy like Gortat back on him, it doesn't really matter as much.
Yeah, he got it going, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
I guess I don't have to ask you what you're going to be doing in about 2 hours, correct?
I mean, you know, does it get any better than that? I mean, this is the one, right? They're not.
This is it, Coach?
They're not going to win 11. Everybody loses. Good teams in the NBA lose 25 times a year. Bad teams in the NBA win 20, 25 games a year. Just, you got, this is our night, man.
Okay.
So, we shall see, Coach.
So no one bother Dave Yeager from about 8:30 on, right? Yeah, no fan, tell the wife, hey, everyone else, don't even attempt to contact me between like 8:30 and 11:30 tonight, correct?
You got it. You got it, baby.
Oh, man. Gosh, you know, it's crazy that here we are, and I know that the schedule is what it is, and I don't look too far ahead, but you know what? The other day, I was just happening to look at my schedule, and I'm thinking to myself, who the hell made up this schedule? You get home late on Wednesday night, you have a game Friday, then you leave after the game, and you play in Utah Saturday, then you come home for one game, then you leave the next day for three games, then you come home for one game, and then you leave for two more. It's the craziest darn thing, isn't it? I mean, this is a real rough stretch for your team.
It's really bizarre, yeah. You play, I think we're in 13, and I didn't like you. I just kind of looked short,
right,
you know, 1 week ahead. But 13 out of 17 on the road, and
wow,
each of those ones where we go home are almost like road games because you're just there just for a minute. So, it just is what it is this year, and I said, you know what, let's just take it. Let's complain about it, make sure they hear what we're saying. You know, both times we go to Utah as the second night of back-to-back. You don't want to go that way. You'd rather go, you know, from there,
sure,
to Sacramento. You gain the hour. It's a short flight, et cetera. We play Denver, and the next night play at home. That's terrible. So let's just take all the hits this year. That's fine. And hopefully it evens out going forward.
You know, interestingly enough, Coach, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, so it's not just Memphis, but you were in Memphis, and that there's not a lot of travel toughness. Now you're over on the left side, man. This is different for you too, right?
It's very, yeah, and I've told a lot of people that, you know, I never always wondered how it was, like, how do you adjust your flight schedule? Should you fly if you're going west to east, or and you're going to lose time?
Right.
So should you practice first and then fly? I mean, we got on the plane the other day, and it was sunny. It was 10 a.m. We landed in, I don't know where we went to New York, right? And when we landed, it was dark. Now, your body is all whacked, you
yep.
know, and then we tried to go get a workout in just to, you know, and if you're over 28 or 30, you're not feeling a six-hour flight, an hour-and-a-half bus ride because of traffic, and then going to go hear about your coach trying to get you up into three-man weave. You're not feeling that real good. But what we do is we try to do that. We try to keep them on their schedule of sleep. And then the next day, there was no shoot-around. You know, and you played in it, so you get it better than I do. And so it is. It's taken some adjustment for me.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, I hope when I see you tomorrow, I'm patting you on the back saying, man, thank you to the Minnesota Vikings, because I'm rooting for the Vikings as much as you are tonight. I just want you to know that.
You're really as much rooting against the Cowboys. let's be honest.
Yes. Coach, nice well said, Coach.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. All right, Coach, we'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Bye.